This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Ah, can't you see it? A sparkling roadside EV quick charge power facility. It's chargers, control panels, and switchgear powering a renewable energy tomorrow that's squeaky clean. We know that unless you have the right supplier, that world might just be a fantasy. But here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We're now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
We got another team can play in cold weather, Woody. Inter Miami can play in cold weather. Inter Miami played a game last night in Kansas City that reminded me of the game that I had a chance to go to where it was freezing. It almost killed my guy, Kim Bocamp, who's going to join us a little bit later. I'm being dead serious. Bo was having some stuff anyway and got it fixed after the season. But it's the first time I was really concerned. It was so cold, and he, for some reason, went down on the field for a pregame, and it's, you probably heard or remember, it was like 20 below zero or 25 below. It was some record number in Kansas City. So last night, fast forward, Inter Miami, and Messi gets a goal last night, and that's it. That's the game for Inter Miami over Kansas City. Wind chill, temperature was under, what, one or two below, and then wind chill put it at seven. Listen, that's ridiculous weather. They played the frigging game, and they won. They won. Now they're coming back here. Saturday we'll play back home. What, it'll be 70 degrees probably?
Well, you know what they say about, you know, Messi. He's got a weatherproof leg.
He got a, yeah. That's good, Woody.
Yeah, I'm
the
sorry.
Weather. Oh, no, I decide that.
Am I
the weatherproof quarterback guy? Is that me?
You own that. Guy, yes, you do.
Thank you.
You have many things that you own, many trademark phrases, but you definitely own that.
I don't like throwing names around, but I said to Danny, I go, man, you were weatherproof, bro. And he goes, what do you mean? I said, you could throw in anything. He goes, wow. He goes, I like that. And I was thinking, I was like, you hadn't heard that before? He goes, no. I go, wow, okay. So now I hear him using it. Now I hear him occasionally will use weatherproof. So I was like, all right, yeah.
There's what, about four or five quarterbacks that get that tab, right?
Woody, I got
KC,
news for you.
Baltimore, Buffalo.
There's a few guys that we've seen do it pretty well. Kansas City, yes. Kansas City, Buffalo, Baltimore, right off the bat would be
Nobody struggles like we do, though.
I got to tell you, man. And you're right, and it's not going away. It's so funny. We talk about somebody else, and somehow we always bring it back to our team and everything else. By the way, we do have a lot of stuff with the Dolphins to get to here this morning as we continue on with everything and every day trying to figure out how they're going to fix this thing on both sides of the football, too, by the way. Not only offensive line. But it's looking more and more like the secondary is going to need a defensive tackle. Secondary going to be a lot of guys needed on that defense. And I'm not talking about the back end of the roster. I'm talking about the front end of guys to come in and play. We did get some good news, though, but so did everybody else. You know, so the cap's going to go way up. I mean, they're getting ready for a $20, $25 million cap raise, which – gives you more money. The problem is it gives everybody else more money, too, to go get players. But hey, it might allow the Dolphins to make one free agent splash. I don't mean a big splash, but a splash to get a frontline guy. Maybe it allows you to get a Milton Williams, a defensive tackle for the Eagles. They're saying they can't re-sign all their top guys, and they got some three really good players on their defense that played their ass off in the Super Bowl. Pass rusher, a defensive tackle, and a middle linebacker. I mean, I'm talking about really good players about ready to get paid some big, big dollars for the Eagles. And we'll see if they can re-sign those guys or can hit the open market. We got a couple weeks for that before we get into all that stuff. But then on top of that, Woody, I was going through all this stuff yesterday afternoon when you don't have a life and nobody's around. So I was looking at Dolphins' home schedule. I said, you know, Bo's coming in, and Bo had mentioned the away schedule and home schedule. Listen to this one. And I'm not promoting ticket sales or anything. I'm not. But this home schedule.
You'll do that closer to the season, I assume.
Don't worry about whatever I do. It won't be because I'm selling tickets for the Dolphins. Trust me. The home schedule. Listen to this group of quarterbacks that'll be playing at Hard Rock in probably one game. Somebody's going to probably go to the Madrid game, but here it is. You know, you got Josh Allen, Lamar Jackson, Jaden Daniels, Justin Herbert, Joe Burrow, and Baker Mayfield. I kind of keep track. I don't know about you, but when one of the really special quarterbacks comes in town, I look forward to seeing the best guys, man, see how good they are, how they play late in the game, and all the things they can do. I can't remember a home schedule. And by the way, it's going to be a tough home schedule when you look at most of those teams are playoff teams. You know the Josh Allen story, but Lamar Jackson, Jaden Daniels, Justin Herbert, Joe Burrow, and Baker Mayfield. Woody, three of those guys had over 40 touchdowns. They're all in the 40 touchdown club of touchdown passes. So, wow. Get ready. Get ready, because that home schedule is, you better get that defense together.
I will say it's funny, like when you look at the schedule, you now at this point, I'm done guessing, right, preseason, how good, bad these teams are going to be.
Right.
It really is bizarre. We've gone into the last two seasons thinking that the AFC East is going to be the best division of football, correct?
When
the Jets landed Aaron Rodgers, you go, my God, these three teams are going to be really good.
So it's going to be one of the better divisions.
Yeah, and then Jets get Aaron Rodgers back last year.
It's going to be one of the better divisions.
It's going to be really good. The Jets are terrible. Patriots are terrible. And we weren't so good.
Right.
The Bills ran away. I mean, it was a one-team division.
It ended up being a really bad division overall. No, it did. And you're right. Buffalo wrapped it up about what? Did they wrap it up by Thanksgiving? Just after Thanksgiving?
It was pretty early on.
Yeah, they...
I think that was by, like, concussion number one. They had a...
They had that thing wrapped up in pretty good shape.
By the way, the Jets are probably going to be a disaster next year, too, I would think. I mean...
You know what's funny?
Aaron Rodgers... put that team in such a hole.
So he did, and it's funny because everybody's trying to play. So I guess Aaron Rodgers pretty much told everybody he wants to play.
Yeah, they're trying to put him on a different team now, yep.
And they're trying. Everybody's trying to figure out, like, who's going to take Aaron Rodgers. And you know, in the back of their mind, everybody's saying the same thing. Can we just get Aaron Rodgers who will focus on the friggin' football team?
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not-so-secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to Shopify.com/Odyssey Podcast to upgrade your selling today. Shopify.com/Odyssey Podcast.
Hey, sports fans, it's Mason Crosby.
And Reese Crosby. If you enjoy football, and brotherly banter, be sure to check out Kicking It with the Crosbys.
Here's some stories from my NFL playing days, goofy conversations about everyday life, giving you entertaining lessons on the pitches across the pond, fun, relatable guests, and what it means to live life on purpose.
New episodes drop every Tuesday and Thursday. Be sure to subscribe to Kicking It with the Crosbys on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Can we just get Aaron Rodgers that we don't have to hear his thoughts on life and everything else on his off day? Can we just get a guy that zoned in? Because now he's talking about teammates are the most important thing to him. I understand now it's not just wins and losses. Oh, no, you got that backwards. It is wins and losses. But during that time, you do want to build up great relationships. You want to have great chemistry with your team. I'm just not sure he's a great chemistry guy.
I'm not sure he can play anymore.
Oh, he can play.
I don't know what you're basing that on, except for the game he played against us.
Twice.
But I don't think he can play at a very high level, Joe. I think he makes a lot of bad mistakes. I don't think athletically he's got the same. That's a bad injury, that Achilles injury. And
Woody?
I wish
you'd have been down there, and I could have had you on the side for the game because I went down.
I know.
I was thinking all the same things. And I watched him. Now, listen, he's a little Showtime now, and he got a little Mahomes. He wants to look the other way and throw some passes and stuff. He's not the same guy he was in Green Bay. There's no question about it. But he's still, minus all the junk that comes with him, which I don't know. I'm dying to see how desperate. There are going to be some desperate teams for quarterbacks.
I have come around on this. I do think he will play somewhere next year. So, like, I don't know, the last team I saw was the Steelers.
So let me give, see, that doesn't make sense to me.
It doesn't either. But
that team's had a lot of drama with their receiver. Now let me give you the other one. It's interesting. We got a guy that lives down here in Tom Brady. That's going to have a lot of the say-so of who that quarterback's going to be. Let's be real honest. Nothing against
I don't Pete, think that happens.
Nothing against. How does Tom Brady, who does it completely different than Aaron Rodgers. I don't know what their relationship is, but Tom would have to sign off and go, and listen, the best thing we're going to do is Aaron Rodgers, but we've got to set some rules for him and see if he'll follow him if he really wants to play here.
But I think Brady's smarter than that, right? Because he's got to know that his team is not in contention. I think Aaron Rodgers has to go to a team that's, I mean, you know, we talk about quarterback away.
The problem is,
he has to go to a team that has a...
problem is, how many teams are that close? All the teams looking for quarterbacks, most of them are really bad teams.
Team I just named...
what?
In Pittsburgh, I mean, if they could get, you know, really high-level quarterback play, and I know they've kind of been all over the map with quarterbacks, and Russ and Justin, but if they, that's the kind of team that I could see him going to, right? A team that, like, is there. You can't put him on another New York or, like, a Vegas or something like that. You just can't do that.
You know what's great about this time of the year? We know Sam Darnold's going to start for somebody. He is.
He should.
And he went out. Listen, look at what he did. And by the way, that's hard to do after everybody thinks you're a first-round bust and you get your career going again, whoever you want to give credit. And by the way, it didn't work two places. It wasn't just one. He went to a second place and it didn't work.
Another
49ers,
bad place,
sad. That's true. Then he finally goes to 49ers and he sits for a year, and those guys are going, hey, we're not so sure he shouldn't be the starter in San Francisco. And then, of course, the rest, Minnesota takes a chance, and it works out. But, boy, I'll tell you what, this offseason, once again, we got five or six teams looking for a starting quarterback. Forget the Dolphins. Looking for a backup quarterback. All the teams looking for starting quarterbacks. And how many guys out of this draft will come in and start right away? There's still a divide. Oh, the guy needs to sit until he's ready. Don't throw him out there. Just throw him out there. And, like, if you're a rookie quarterback in New England, you really had no chance. And I thought that guy was pretty good. I don't know what you thought of Drake May. I thought he was okay. And he had nobody to throw to.
I think it's tough to tell, right?
That team, that offensive line was bad. And listen, I'm sitting up there with those guys, and they're talking about yard tackles aren't very good.
Yeah, so I don't know. Drake May, I'm jury's still out on him for me. Like, I just think the sample size is a little small at this point, and
they think they
that
got
team
their
is
guy.
Terrible. I don't know.
They think he couldn't have played any
better.
Yeah,
I thought they had their guy last
under
time
the
too.
Circumstances of that team was really bad talent wise.
Yeah,
maybe nobody in football had less talent than that Patriots team. I don't know. You want to throw the Raiders in there or somebody else? I might be missing. But
Cleveland was pretty horrific.
Yeah, but Cleveland had some good offensive linemen that a lot of people wanted. They had a couple of good weapons. They had maybe the best player defensively. I have nothing but great respect for the way he played at the end of that year.
Wonder where that guy's
end Garrett.
Up.
Oh, that's a good one. Somebody might be giving up. Somebody's got a lot of draft picks might say, you know what? That's built in 15 sacks right there.
And boy, I know a team that's got a lot of draft picks.
Don't. You know what? Stop.
By the way, it took 15 minutes this morning to get Aaron Rodgers is better than Tua on the text line.
Well, stayed healthier last
He's
year.
Not bad. I mean, I'm not a big Tua guy, as you know. But I don't. Aaron Rodgers, no.
No. So
we got enough issues down
Tua,
here.
Tua getting injured with the hip on top of the concussion, and I've heard it. I heard it last night. People are, like, checked out on Tua. They are. And so he's going to take the can't win in cold weather, the hip, the concussion, glass. He's going to have to live with that. And
this
he knows
that.
This
is a brutal offseason for Dolphins fans, man, because you're not going into the season with an ounce of hope. At least last year, like.
You're right.
You
By the way,
maybe, I don't know, Woody, you'd have something. But
Woody, you are absolutely right.
You have no hope.
Listen, Woody, I live it every day, and I felt so much better, as you know, about the last 2 years. And this year.
I didn't think they'd be this bad. I had to take a step back because they lost players. But that's why, like, you hear like a name like Myles Garrett, and you're like, all right, just do it. Because they have no hope.
No, but you're still missing.
I know, but
financial thing. You just throw stuff out.
They raised the cap, though. Who cares, man?
Okay.
Figure it out.
It'll be a lot more than
that. Don't they have people who figure that out?
Yes, they do.
Figure it out.
Okay.
But that's the thing.
That's
you go into this season.
I'll tell you what, that's good. That was outstanding. Figure
it out. But you have no hope.
Some of your best stuff.
You have zero hope going into this season. So, like, why not win the free agency offseason?
We've done that.
And I know.
Our fan base, apparently you haven't been here, but the fan base has seen that we win the offseason thing.
I've seen that, yeah.
Yeah. All right, hey, we got to go to break here. We got a lot more stuff to get to here. We haven't even started on the Dolphins stuff, folks. Yeah, we're just getting rolling here.